Good morning. My guests this morning are Ralph Scott and Kendra Murray from Petaluma Radio Players. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rowan. Thank you for having us back.
Oh, anytime, really. So the production that you are performing at the Hotel Petaluma, what a great place to do a radio show, on Thursday, May 4th, 7 p.m., is called Adopt a Play. I just think that's a marvelous title. Explain it.
We are thrilled, first off, to be back at the Hotel Petaluma. We had a really cool sellout performance in December there on two nights when we did four comedies, comedy thrillers, comedy mysteries. But this time we're back to actually take our audience that has been building over the last 3 years that we've been on the block as the newest radio theatrical company in the North Bay, and give the audience an opportunity to actually show their love of radio theater, not only vintage radio theater, but radio theater with a twist, because we are doing a lot of shows now from, or plays we are producing from around the country.
Right.
And this is an opportunity for the radio audience in the North Bay to say, you know what, we love you guys, and we're going to show you how much we love you by actually adopting one or more of your shows.
Yeah.
And so they'll have a chance to, they'll get a chance to bid on the shows.
I must say that I'm drawn to One Way Passage by Wilson Misner and Joseph Jackson, two very famous writers of radio drama from 1932.
Yes, One Way Passage. In fact, my esteemed colleague here, Kendra, stars in One Way Passage with some of our colleagues. It is, in fact, something that brought tears to our eyes. It was one of the first dramas that we've done that is extraordinarily powerful. Kendra and her esteemed colleague, Stephen Lubliner, play. He's a convict who's being brought back by ship, and she is dying of a terminal illness.
Oh, boy.
And
all kinds of drama.
Yeah. The two of them don't know about it, though. They haven't disclosed this to each other. And perhaps, Kendra, you can tell us what that was like to be acting alongside of Stephen Lubliner and Jonathan Christopher.
Yes, thank you. It was a blast. It was a wonderful character to get involved with. And excitement of working together with the ensemble and feeling out how the characters work together, even though, as Ralph said in the script, they don't know what each other's history is. And yet somehow they build up and build up and build up this relationship. And it is a one-way passage. There's no return.
It's a beautiful story, too. And it's when we were in studio over at KPCA-FM, which is our where we're going to be broadcasting once they get the antenna up.
One of those situations.
We're still waiting, but we're hopeful. They're working very hard to do it over at the SRJC, where they're going to be putting the antenna. But when we sat in studio, it really did, with our director, Joe Pier, who has really brought us into our theatrical best. He takes novices and turns them into pros. We were in tears when Kendra and Stephen finally disclosed to each other what's going on in their assorted lives. And then Jonathan, who plays the detective, you know, knocks on the door and says, "Okay, guys, time to go." And at that moment, we were a mess.
Well, this is really what you are doing. If our listeners are interested in the idea of looking back in time and seeing what radio used to be like, getting on toward 100 years ago now,
right. This
is definitely the way to do it. This seems exactly like old-time radio.
And if they want to see old-time radio actually performed in front of them on May 4th, they can go to Brown Paper Tickets, brownpapertickets.com. They can search for Adopt a Play or Petaluma Radio Players at brownpapertickets.com, and they'll be able to secure free tickets. There's only a few left. But
Free tickets.
We're doing the complimentary tickets at the Hotel Petaluma for Thursday, May 4th at 7 p.m. It's a beautiful venue. And the hotel's been really good to us.
This is sort of an introductory?
It's a way for the audiences to see all of the programs we've been developing over the last 2 years and been recording since Linda Jay, our founding member, first threw two scripts on a table at a meeting at Work Petaluma and said, "My parents wrote these in 1944, two episodes of The Shadow. Perhaps someday you would like to read them." And that we had no idea that was going to blossom into this very prolific radio troupe.
Thanks for coming in. And
thank
let's
you.
Remind people that these are 100 free tickets available at Brown Paper Tickets. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy the show.